Well, good morning. I was just telling the team that looks like it's about ready to tip over on this sign. So you have to be right here. You can see it. It's like all the people weight is over here, but the glory is all over the place. So, Lord, we just are so excited to be here today, Lord. I thank you for those that are going to be baptized and are recommitting their lives and submitting their lives to you, Lord. We pray that all of the power that comes from a baptism, Lord, would fill them. And Lord, we pray, Lord, for our hearts, Lord, that we would be able to receive today what you have for us, Lord. We know that every good and perfect gift comes from above, Lord. And so we want to receive those gifts today, Lord. We want to receive that life today, Lord, afresh into our lives. Lord, help us now enter into, Lord, this time of worship, Lord, with hearts wide open, Lord. Lord, that we would leave the distractions of the week. We would leave the distraction of the day, Lord, and that we would set our hearts and our minds and our focus on you, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, thinking about heavenly things, not about earthly things, Lord. So help us, Lord, to just connect with you in a supernatural way, Lord. We just release your will over this house. We release your will over our lives right now. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Church, will you stand with me as we worship God? Set our heart on you, Lord. Set our heart on you, Lord. We set everything aside. We set our heart on you, Lord. Right now, church, I just encourage you just to close your eyes and focus in on the Holy Spirit. He's in the room, ready to meet you. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here in this place. Yeah, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here in this place.
Thank you.
fire today. Fresh fire, filled with fresh fire today. The Holy Spirit, won't you feel this place? Won't you feel this place?
Could I keep it inside? Yeah,
I won't be quiet. My God is alive. How could I keep it inside? Yeah, I won't be quiet. My God is alive. How could I keep it inside? Praise the Lord, oh my soul. One more time, praise. Praise the Lord, oh my soul. Come on, can we give a shout of praise to the Lord this morning? Woo! Thank you, Jesus.
Beside you, open Minute, and I just want us to just begin to cry out to him. I feel like there's an invitation right now that if you've been feeling a little bit like mundane or kind of stuck in where you are, whether it be like there's a hurt going on or busyness of life, like right now, like I kind of am dealing with distraction, like I'm trying to enter in and I'm feeling his presence, but there's something that I feel is just not allowing me to go that extra mile. You know what I mean? And so there's an invitation to, if you're feeling that, if you're feeling like you're coming against something, to just step out of your seat and come up front and just do something different, because sometimes we do the same thing expecting different results, but it doesn't come. Sometimes you have to do something that gets outside of yourself that makes you feel a little bit uncomfortable to get that stirring to actually flow. And so if that's you, I just give you an invitation right now to just, even if it's just putting your arms up higher than before, or stepping slightly to the side, or coming up front. But right now, I just want us just to sing that one more time, I Will Build My Life. Okay.
My life upon your love.
beside you. There's none that even touch the amazement and honest of who you are, God. We just give this service to you, Lord. We thank you, Father, for this opportunity just to enter into your presence, God. And Lord, I thank you that you're bigger than any distraction, that you're mightier than any weapon from the enemy that could be thrown our way, Lord. I thank you that you give us what we need, Father, to walk each day righteously, God. That we're no longer slaves to sin, Father, but that we are saints and lovers in your name. So, God, we just bless you and we praise you. Amen, amen, amen. All right. Yes, so just give it up for the worship team. And then now let's give one up for God, you know? Yeah. It's because of him that we're here today. It's because of him that we have people who are laying down their own lives, you guys. Like, this is a big deal. We have people today who are, like, going to be dying with Christ today and just coming up again, new creations, you know, like no longer held by the temptation of sin, no longer having to play by the enemy's cards, but instead being able to walk uprighteously in the name of Jesus. And that's such an exciting thing, you guys. Can we get excited? Yeah. Woo! Like, today is a day that God has made and nothing's going to prevail against it. Do you know that? That's good news. So in Jesus' name, give him one more round of applause. Hug a neck, get some coffee, and we'll see you in a few.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. So we are going to do our declaration for the city. If you guys don't know what this is our stance as a church on what we're believing for our city. And here in this house, we believe in speaking great things over our church, over our city, even when we can't see it. Because how many of you guys know there's a lot of there's a lot of people saying a lot of bad things about where we live, and I'm not too naive to the fact that there's some junk that happens in our city. But nonetheless, I believe God loves Yakima Valley, and that he has something unique and specific for this place. Amen? All right, so would you guys stand with me? We're going to say this in unison. And again, I would just challenge you, if you're a person that maybe has some doubts about seeing the valley change, seeing crime go down, drug use go down, all that stuff, that you would just put your heart in the right space for God to move through in and through you. All right, so let's do this on three. One, two, three. Thank you, Lord, for what you are doing in the Yakima Valley right now. And today we declare that my city will be saved, that revival will sweep the streets of the Yakima Valley, that every business, big or small, will thrive, that the families in my city will have all of their needs met. I declare that every politician in our city and state would have the wisdom of heaven, that you would use me in doing all of these things, and I declare that your will be done in Yakima as it is in heaven. Amen. Thank you, God. Lord, I just pray blessings upon blessings, Lord, over the valley, God, over the lower valley, the upper valley, God. I pray, Lord, for our city, Lord, our downtown, God. I pray, Jesus, for every home represented in this place, God, that's spread across our valley, Lord. And I just thank you so much, Jesus, that you love us, with us, God, that you have not forgotten about Yakima, that we're not just a city that produces apples and hops and whatever else we produce, but we produce life in this place, God. And I just thank you so much, Lord, for how you're moving, how you're using us in doing that. And we just pray all these things in Jesus' name. Everybody said? Amen. Amen. I think there's only a handful of announcements. So this is at the end of the month. The chili. You guys can be seated, by the way. at the end of the month, we have our chili cook-off. And so this is exciting. This is something that we used to do a lot back in the day. And then we brought it back last year. I think last year was our first year after a while. We're going to have a sign-up here very soon. If you want to sign up, be thinking about your chili that you want to submit. And Yeah, this is a community event as well. So everybody's invited. Invite your family, invite your friends. And it'll be downstairs, and it's going to be great. And there'll be lots of gas had. careful. All right, so thank you guys for giving. If you sow into the house here, we appreciate it so much. And you can give online. You can give. We have a tithe box here, a tithe box in the very back. And yeah, we just thank you so much for not just givers, but a giving heart. And so we thank you so much for that, and thank you for sowing into this place. Amen. Amen. Pastor Mike, are you ready? Okay.
Good morning. Okay, well, today is an exciting day. It's baptism service. And normally for baptism service, what I've done for years is have the baptism teaching the morning before the service. But I really felt it on my heart to be able to communicate the truths of baptism to the entire congregation and forever, whosoever is here. So let's go ahead and get right in. Hello. There we go. What is baptism and what does it do? Baptism is the word in Greek baptizo, and it means basically to be made whelmed or fully wet. How many know that some basically older traditional type faiths believe that you can be baptized a baby and they just sprinkle you, and that's baptism? But true baptism is when you're fully getting wet. And believe me, we have a full baptismal there, so you will get fully wet. Submerged. Used only in the New Testament of ceremony, ablution, especially the ordinance of the Christian baptism. It also is in this, I've heard a lot of people when I was first learning about baptism, this is a public declaration of your faith in Christ. And that's absolutely true. It's a public identifies us with Jesus and his death on the cross, burial, and resurrection. But there's so much more than that. It declares that we are buried with Jesus through baptism into his death. So I've been communicating over the last few weeks with the different messages and stuff that we have died with Christ. That when Jesus died, we died. And there's no greater illustration of that than baptism. Because you literally go into the waters of baptism, and it says that we're buried with him in baptism. Now, I believe that Jesus' work is a finished work, so that identity isn't the only thing that kills a sin, but it's something that seals it in us. It's like a reminder for me. It's like the difference of looking at just a book. And you read the book, but then it's also you get to meet the author. And so I kind of see that the baptism is like you have an experience of meeting the author in it. It's like it takes you to another level. Now, I was baptized in 1980. I say that two dates because it was the New Year's Eve of 1979. So I don't know how close to the New Year's Eve I was, but it was 79, 1980. Because it was like a new life for me. And that's what I became. I had that revelation. I was a new creation. I was a brand new man. Old things are passed away. I was born again. But later on in my Christian walk, I really started understanding this idea of being buried with him in baptism. And so about 6 years ago, I was baptized again. I was a pastor of this church. But it was such a burning sensation in me and burning truth in me that I wanted to seal it again with the reality of being baptized again. And I was, and it did. So, or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death. That just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Colossians, that was Romans 6, 3, 4. Colossians 2, 11, 12. In him, you were also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, by putting off the body of sins of the flesh, by the circumcision of Christ. And 12 says, buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the work of God, who raised him from the dead. So as you go in those waters of baptism, those are going to be baptized today. Your old man is being dead to the old ways. And then when you come up out of those waters, you're being raised into a newness of life. Now, if you've been baptized before, you say, well, I've been baptized before. I didn't really have this revelation. You can start walking in this revelation today. If you've identified with Jesus through a relationship and you've been walking with him, but you haven't really understood that you don't have to be slaves of sin, you can identify with that today and start walking in that. When someone goes down in the waters, you say, Lord, I'm agreeing with that work in my life. You guys know you can do that. He's no respecter of persons. It also declares the death of our old nature. Very similar, Romans 6, 6-7. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. Now, I like to remind our church that we're just not sinners saved by grace. But we are saints saved from sin. In other words, we don't have to sin. You don't have to say, oh, the devil made me do it. Well, you can say that, but you don't have to. Because Jesus conquered death, hell, and the grave. And when he did that, when he rose from the dead, and then he sent the Holy Spirit to empower our lives, we become no longer slaves to sin. Sin is in the past. It's in the rearview mirror. Where was that? That we should no longer be slaves of sin, for he who has died, remember we died in the waters of baptism, has been freed from sin. Now, last week we heard the has is the perfect tense. It means that it's a finished, done deal, right? It's perfect. I like that. All right. 1 Peter 2:24 says this, who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree. That's the key. See, Jesus, when he went to the cross, he says that he became sin who knew no sin. And how that happened, I don't know. But somehow the iniquities of us all were laid upon him, it says in Isaiah 53. He was punished for the things that we've done and the things that we did and the things that all of mankind did. So when he went to the cross, he became sin for us. So why? That we don't have to have sin. Having died to sins, that we might live for righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed. So declares the death of our old nature. What else does it do? It declares that we can enjoy and walk in a new life free from sin. So if you're walking free from sin, it's a new life. It's a new experience for you. It's like your world changed. I know for me, when things fall off my life that used to bind me, it's like liberating. Because you get tempted in an area and say, Lord, you've delivered me from that. I don't even have any desire. The desire's gone.
Amen.
Amen. Romans 6:4 again says, therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Galatians 3:27, for as many as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. That's who you're baptized into. You're baptized into the full work of Christ. That's why I wanted to get baptized again, because I wanted to identify with that full work that Jesus did on the cross in my life. Amen? Amen. Okay. Who can be baptized? This is kind of an interesting question, right? An individual must be saved, have a personal relationship with Jesus. They have to believe in the Lord Jesus and what he did for you on the cross. So when you come up to be baptized, you're saying, I believe in the Lord Jesus. I believe what he did for me on the cross. And I believe that I'm going to be saved through believing in Christ. That's a believer. You believe in Jesus. You believe the good news and were baptized. Repented from our previous life of sin. Repentance doesn't mean I'm sorry. Repentance means to turn 180 and walk the other way. Repentance doesn't mean that you just, you know, you just for a minute kind of just turn your head and not do those things. No, it means your whole being is turning the other way. If you were driving to Portland and you repented to go to Portland and you're on White Pass, you would turn around and you would come all the way back to Yakima. That would be true repentance. You're not going to still go to Portland. You're going to come back. That's repentance. And then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sin, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So this idea of being baptized, repentance has to come. In other words, you're saying, Lord, I'm not going to live the same way that I used to live. Baptism really started, at least in the New Testament, with John the Baptist. And it was called a baptism of repentance. Basically, people were being baptized for turning away from their sins. Now, at the time, Jesus hadn't gone to the cross, so they weren't being baptized in the name of Jesus. They weren't being baptized into Christ, but they were being baptized in such a way they're saying, I'm not going to live the same anymore. I'm going to change. And that prepared a way for, guess what? The Messiah's message. And many of those who were baptized by John became Jesus' disciples. Number three, receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. Acts 2:41 says, then those who gladly received his word were baptized. And that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. So as Peter was preaching on the day of Pentecost, those who heard the message about Jesus, what he had accomplished, what he suffered for them, and how he was now seated at the right hand of the Father, when they received that message, the next step for them was to be baptized. All right. How am I doing? Okay, I'm doing good. Wow. Why should I be baptized? This is kind of my main thing that I wanted to focus on. Why should we be baptized? What is the reason? Well, the number one reason is this, I believe. Jesus demonstrated it, the necessity for it in his own life. John baptizes Jesus. Now remember, John's baptism was a baptism of repentance, right? So what did Jesus, who never sinned, need to repent of? He didn't. And so John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and you're coming to me? But Jesus answered and said to him, permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he allowed him. So Jesus was fulfilling all righteousness. What does that mean? He was already fully righteous. But he was showing us, I believe, Jesus is our example. He was showing us that baptism is part of our walk with him. Baptism is part of our Christian belief system. And of course, the disciples then follow him after that. It says this, Jesus commanded the disciples to do it. They were being baptizing the new believer in Matthew 28:18-20. And Jesus came and spoke to them saying, this is after he is raised from the dead. This is after he had shown himself to them. This is the very last verses of Matthew. All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. So this was a commandment to the disciples, to them becoming apostles after that, to baptize people. So people in the early church, they would get saved and then they would immediately get baptized. Now, for some reason in the traditional evangelical, you know, denominational churches, we've kind of made it so that baptism is like when there's a baptism service. But really, baptism is to be following immediately salvation. And why is that? Because it is part of the salvation experience. It's easy for people to get saved and then miss baptism, and I don't think they're receiving all of the power that they can have. I know for me, I've seen individuals that have gone into the baptism class and they went with just their family members. And, you know, they had kind of made a commitment, but it wasn't like substantial. And they, during the class, they heard this message and they say, I think I should be baptized with my family. Well, they got baptized, and I'm telling you, they were a new individual. They were sanctified, sealed, and delivered all in that baptism. And they lived totally differently after baptism. It's not like it's a genie rubbing a lamp, but it's part of the sealing of our hearts. Calls it circumcision, which was the outward sign for the Jews to say, I'm yours. Jesus, I'm yours and you are mine. Amen. There's an amen right there. Good. And then the disciples followed this command. In Acts
8, 36 through 37, it says, "Now as they went down the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, 'See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized?' Then Philip said, 'If you believe with all your heart, you may.' And he answered and said, 'I believe that Jesus is the Son of God.'" Now, this is an interesting, if you read Acts 8, it's a very, very interesting, amazing message, story that you hear. Because what happened is that Philip was told, basically by the Holy Spirit, to go and meet this eunuch out in the highways and the byways. Actually, he was told just to go to a certain place. And while he was going, he heard this person in a chariot reading something. He recognized it. And he said to him, while he's moving in the chariot, "I don't know how it all works out. Do you know what you're reading? Do you know what it's about?" He says, "No, no one's here to tell me." "Well, let me tell you." He got up in the chariot and he told him all about Jesus. He was reading in Isaiah. I believe he's probably reading in Isaiah 53. And so this eunuch drives along in the chariot and says, "Here's some water. Can I be baptized?" So obviously this message that Philip gave this eunuch included baptism, not just receiving Christ, but being baptized. Philip baptizes him, comes up out of the water with him, and Philip was gone. So the eunuch comes out of the water, Philip's gone. He just goes on rejoicing, goes to Ethiopia, and shares the gospel with many. But Philip's 25 miles down the road. It's like Star Trek, Beam Me Up, Scotty. It's one of the amazing stories in the Bible. Acts 10, 47 through 48. "Can anyone forbid water that these should not be baptized who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" And he commanded them and to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then they asked him to stay a few days. So this is another one of those crazy stories. This is Cornelius. This is a man who basically was not a Jew. He was a Gentile, but he worshiped God. He gave money to the poor. He helped with the synagogue. He did many things to bless God. And God noticed his alms. God noticed his prayers. And he sent an angel to him and says, "Hey, go and get Peter in Joppa. He's staying at a tanner's house. And go and get him and bring him back here, and he's got a message for you." And that's what happened. So Peter comes back, starts to tell him about Jesus, but right in the middle of it, the Holy Spirit falls in the entire room. Whole house is filled with the Holy Spirit. And Peter says, "Can we forbid water? I mean, should we? I know that these are Gentiles, but obviously God is doing something here." He saw a vision, so he knew God was giving him approval for this. And so he says, "Can we forbid water?" In other words, they need to be baptized. So again, salvation and baptism go hand in hand. Hello. I got excited again. So the final slide, it's really easy. You probably notice it's what, who, and why. We end with when. Now is the time. Now is the time to be baptized. And if you're here today and you're going, "Oh man, you know, I don't remember my baptism. Maybe I was baptized as a kid and I don't really even identify with that full work of the cross," and you're not prepared to be baptized today, just put it on your heart to be baptized next time there's a baptism. Or go radical and crazy and be baptized today and work out the details afterwards. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord, that you have instituted this wonderful gift of baptism, Lord, that we can identify, Lord, with your death, burial, and resurrection. And, Lord, right now, I just pray for every candidate, Lord, that as they come and they get ready and prepare their hearts, Lord, for baptism, Lord, that you would just right now even start releasing your glory over their lives. Start releasing your plan over their lives, Lord, in a new way. Let your presence fill them fully, Lord, to overflowing. And Lord, I thank you, God, for what you're doing in every life here right now. Lord, that even those that aren't being baptized, Lord, are being touched by you, Lord. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Lord, I release your truth and I release your grace in this place now. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right, those candidates getting ready to be baptized, head on to the back.
We're going to enter into another time of worship, and as they're getting ready, so just position your hearts, posture your hearts, as we get ready to celebrate these lives being changed. Amen. you stand with me, church, as we worship?
Oh, I'm not here for blessing. Jesus, you don't owe me anything, and more than anything that you can do, I just want you to.
baptismal. Make sure that is it on that camera. Thank you. This is Moses.
Amen. Bless you all.
Moses has preached here, he's shared here, and he's been walking with the Lord a long time. But go ahead and give your testimony of why you're being baptized today.
Yes, I just want to give a little background. You know, Pastor Mike has inspired me listening to his testimony about being baptized. And I was baptized when I was 15 years old. But, you know, it was more of a, it's always been in the back of my mind, you know, because it was more of a, the way it went down, I guess. You know, my mom just says, you're getting baptized next week. And I'm like, okay, you know, and not knowing the true meaning. And it was just one more box to check as I'm a Christian. It's checked, so. But getting into the, you know, as you walk closer to the Lord and your walk gets closer and closer, there was always something in my heart that says, you know, I didn't do it out of my own free will. It was just more of a, yeah, something to do as a Christian. But today I'm thankful that, you know, through pastor's testimony that, you know, it's through my own free will and my walk with Jesus and that I'm here today to get rebaptized. And you know, and I love the Lord. You know, he's been great. He's been good to us. And he's blessed us beyond belief. And that's what I wanted to share with you today. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Good step here, Moses.
Peace.
There we go. All right, Moses, because of your confession and faith for the Lord Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Father, I just thank you. I thank you for Moses, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for his life. Lord, I thank you, God, that you are working, Lord, in him for your good pleasure. Father, I pray right now, Lord, that even as he's experienced amazing anointings and he's experienced amazing walk, Lord, I pray that in the coming days, Lord, you open him up, Lord, to so much more glory, so much more splendor, Lord, of your presence. And God, I pray that you would just allow him to know, Lord, beyond a shadow of a doubt, how to be led, where to go, who to speak to, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Careful, it's a little slick there. Oh, and it's a little cold. It's good. It's okay,
yes,
used to it.
Hallelujah!
As you heard, this is Valencia, and she is really the reason why we're having this baptism today, because she came and shared a few weeks ago of how she wanted to be baptized. And so, praise God, we're sealing the deal today in her life with that next step in Christ. Go ahead and share, hon, if you want.
Hi, good morning, everybody. Thank you for those fine words, Pastor Mike. That was just full of joy, so full of love at this moment. It's because of Christ I'm here today. Mm. Because of God, of his free will, free love, of the acceptance of finding my way back to him. As again, Pastor Mike mentioned that I gave my testimony about 3 weeks ago, and inspiring the individuals here today is very blessings. And I have to mention the love and the encouragements. I wouldn't be staying here without my fiance for encouraging me, finding my way back to Christ. I love you all and thank you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And you love Jesus, don't
and
you?
I love Jesus. And most of all, I gotta say, My children are here, and I'm only inspiring them because I was baptized 15 years ago as well, and I'm ready to give my life back.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Valencia, you're going to be following Jesus all the days of your life, aren't you?
Yes.
Amen. Well, based on your confession of faith, Valencia, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I just pray right now, Lord, I bless your daughter right now in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you, God, that she has started this walk, Lord, and you've started a good work in her, Lord. And your word says that you promise, Lord, to perfect and finish this work. So, Lord, I just now agree with this work that you're doing in Valencia. And, Lord, I pray that you would just continue to seal her heart, Lord, in the things of God. Lord, let her understand deeply the truths in your word and help her, Lord, to have the strength to walk in those in the coming days. We just seal her right now in the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. This is Cody.
Nice and warm.
Cody, you want to share anything about the Lord's done in your life?
Well, in the last few months, I've really started searching more than I had in the past. And I was baptized, I would say, 15 years ago or so in Duck Pond at Sarge Shepherd Park. And I just want to I want to follow better and more than I have ever before. And so, in with the old and out with the new.
Amen. Amen. In with the old, out with the new. I love that. And Cody, you plan on following Jesus all the days of your life, don't you?
I do.
Amen. Well, Cody, based upon your confession of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whoa! Lord, I just thank you for Cody's life, Lord. I thank you, God, for what you've been doing, Lord. And Father, I pray, do more, God. Do more, Lord. Lord, fill this man to overflowing, Lord, with your plans, your purposes, your desires, Lord. I pray, God, that you would just allow him to be a rock and a place of foundation, Lord, in other people's lives, Lord. Father, as he has in this natural life, Lord, he officiates, Lord, to help people know the right rules, Lord. I pray that his very life as he lives it, Lord, would help others see, Lord, how to live, Lord, how to do things right, Lord. And I just bless him now in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Normally I'll just tell you guys why people keep going like, normally our baptismal is like 100 degrees, but the heater went out. So we've been pouring hot water, boiling water into it. It didn't make any difference, I'm telling you right now. This is Tisha. Do you want to share something, Tisha? What the Lord's been doing for you?
Seriously cold. So I was baptized also with my husband, I guess, 15 years ago. And I was baptized as a baby in the Catholic Church. I've had a rough life after that. And recently I was going through a really rough time. And I cried out to God and just he revealed himself to me and like never before, and I truly believe now, and it was right before I was leaving for somewhere, and I believe maybe he didn't want to, but he had to, because I was at a place where I had to have it happen. And And I felt this unbelievable presence like I've never felt. And it happened again on this women's retreat. And I'm just so grateful. I have so much work to do in my life, but I'm just so grateful. And I just want to do this to show my love and have more of this.
Amen. Here, there we go. Teach you plan on following Jesus all the days of your life.
Yeah.
Well, based upon your confession of faith and your love for Jesus, teach I now baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Pray. Father, we thank you for Tisha. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that, Lord, by her own confession, Lord, she had you reveal yourself to her in a deep way. Lord, I pray that that's not a one-time deal, Lord, but that in coming weeks, months, and years, Lord, that she experiences a new dimension of you revealing yourself to her, Lord. Father, I pray right now, Lord, that her eyes of her heart, Lord, would be open, Lord, to receive. Lord, that the wisdom, the revelation, the knowledge of God, Lord, would be imparted to her. Lord, that you would just allow her to walk, Lord, as a woman of God in this day like never before. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. By now you know it's cold.
Oh, it's not that bad.
Not bad. Okay, good. It's better than the Yakima River, right?
It's similar, yeah.
This is Noah. Noah, you have something to share?
Yeah. I was like, I grew up in a Christian family going to church on Sundays. And as I've just gone to church, it's always just been go to church, and that was about it. I was a Sunday and then kind of forgot about it. And as I've... my wife has been, my beautiful wife, Katie, over there. She has been continuing to push me and to challenge and question me in my walk with God. And I'm excited to say that I'm ready, and I'm excited for this new path in my life.
Amen. Praise the Lord. And Noah, you plan on walking with Jesus all the days of your life, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, based on your confession of faith, Noah, I now baptize you in the name of the Father, in the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah! 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 Lord, I pray right now for Noah. Lord, I pray, God, that as he shared that Katie's been challenging and pushing him, Lord, I pray that you, Holy Spirit, Lord, you, Father God, you, Lord Jesus, would challenge him like never before of who he is in you already, Lord, what you have done and accomplished for him in the cross, Lord. Father, I pray right now that you would just allow him to receive, Lord, every good and perfect gift that does come down from the Father's lives. Lord, let him know, Lord, that he has already received all things that pertain to life and godliness, Lord. And as he attaches himself, Lord, to your word and holds true to your promises, God, you will do above and beyond all he could ever ask or think. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's very biblical. This is Jude. Praise the Lord.
Love you,
Jude. Jude, you want to share something?
No, thank you.
Okay. You love Jesus, right?
Yeah.
And you want to follow him all the days of your life?
Yes.
All right, Jude. All right, Jude. Well, based upon your confession of faith, I now baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, I just thank you for Jude. Lord, I thank you, God, that is a biblical name, Lord. Someone, Lord, that wrote a very powerful book in the New Testament, Lord. And we know that there's power in names, Lord. So I pray, God, that you would allow him to become who you've called him to be. Lord, that in the coming weeks, months, and years, Lord, you would reveal yourself to him, Lord, like you've never done before. Open his heart, Lord, to receive your truths. Lord, you are the way, the truth, and the life, Lord. Show him in his life, Lord, how you're his way, Lord. Show him, Lord, how you're his truth, Lord. And show him, Lord, that there's no other life outside of you. Father, I just bless him right now in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we need Jude's in this day and age, Lord. We need young lives, Lord, that have been transformed and renewed, Lord, by the power of God, Lord, and that are beacons, Lord, for others to be drawn to. I pray that for Jude right now in Jesus' name.
Amen.
That's so cold.
This is Nate. I know, Nate, you got something to share. Go ahead.
Okay. Obviously, I love Jesus. I love my family. Thank you guys for all coming. Even Ash, even though you're not my family, I still love you. And I'm so happy for my journey with Jesus. And I'm so excited to see what's going to happen when I'm going through Jesus' like plan. And I'm just honestly excited to see what's going to happen in my future. And I'm super excited to get baptized.
Amen. Amen. I can relate, Nate. That's the way I was. Nate, I'm sure you're going to follow Jesus all the days of your life, right?
Yes.
No other place to go.
No.
Yeah. Well, Nate, based upon your confession of faith and your love for the Lord Jesus Christ and your excitement for what he's going to do in the coming days, I now baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for this excitement, Lord. Lord, it tells me that you're doing something, Lord, that human eyes really can't even see. So, Father, I pray right now, Lord, that this work that you're doing, this deep work that you're doing in my brother, Lord, that it would become to full fruition, Lord, that nothing would stop it, Lord, that no work of the enemy, no lie of the enemy, Lord, deceit of the enemy, Lord, would have any way to even get into him in Jesus' name. We seal him right now in the Holy Spirit. We seal him right now in the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I pray right now that you would just allow him in these coming days to just see your hand mightily opening doors that no man can close and closing doors that no man can open. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Thank you. Praise the Lord.
That felt so good.
Oh, yeah. Does anybody want to radically get baptized? You can come on in. If not, this concludes the baptism service. Enjoy some worship.
How many of you guys know God is so good? How many of you guys know God is so good? Just making sure you guys are still alive. We're going to sing one more song. And again, let's just stay in this place of worship as we celebrate what God is doing in these lives.
Thank you.
For your presence in our lives. Help us, Lord, to be more aware of your presence. Help us to look, Lord, for signs of your presence in our lives, Lord. Father, I pray right now, if there's any of us, Lord, that have felt distant, Lord, felt not near you, Lord, that we would just come to the revelation, Lord. They would come to the revelation, Lord, that you never leave us or forsake us. You're always there. Help us to turn our eyes to you, Lord, away from the distractions, away from the hassles of life, Lord, and set our fix on you, Lord. Lord, I just ask right now that you would just seal the rest of this service in our hearts, and that we would in the coming days see a transformation even in our own lives. And we just thank you, Jesus, for being our Lord and Savior, for being the one that took our place. And allowed us, Lord, to live a life, a new life in you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all. Have a great day. Give the congratulations to those who were baptized. And just be blessed.